Can't keep this up for much longer. There they go. Hey. Wakey wakey, sweetie. Rise and shine. It's morning. I know, it's hard to tell what with it being so dark in this basement and all, but that's your own fault. You know, you'd still be in a nice, cozy bedroom with warm sunlight if you didn't try to jump out of the window. Now look at you. You wouldn't have to be chained down here if you just followed my simple instructions. God, you can be so selfish sometimes. Do you know how much extra work it is to take care of you from all the way down here? I know, you have no concept of time anymore, but let's get you back to reality. It's been months and months of having to make sure your vitamin D is taken care of. By the way, do you know how expensive these vitamins are these days? Not like it's completely your fault. We can blame Big Pharma for jumping up the price, right? Damn inflation. Not to mention having to clean out your chamber pot since you all of a sudden can't be trusted to use the bathroom anymore. What are you, a child? Can't forget the biggest burden of them all. Ugh, having to fuck you in this dirty, disgusting basement. Ugh. You know, I would have preferred something a little more romantic. But I put up with it. I put up with it for you. This is for your sake. You know, that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. How long have we been together? Oh, all right. You have no sense of time. Well, it's been years since we've met. Oh, I still remember that day. You were such a sweetheart. And the more I got to know you, the more I knew I had to make you mine. Do you have any idea how much I went through to make sure we'd be together? Enrolling in the same college as you, lining up all of our classes together, getting an apartment close to yours so we could basically walk home together. We even had late night study sessions together. Good times, good times. But you never made your move on me. No matter how many hints I threw at you, and how oblivious could you be? I mean, instead, you got a job that required you to move so far away from me. And worst of all, you started dating that woman. So, I just tried harder. I sent some strongly worded emails to your boss pretending to be you and got you fired from that stupid job. I can't believe your email was so easy to hack, by the way. I mean, who makes their password 12345678 9 I love my girlfriend? Who makes that their password? Of course, somebody kind like you would. Someone so simple. And you know, when you lost your job, that was a perfect opening, and what did I do? I even bribed my boss to hire you at my job! But you didn't take it. Instead, oh, you went and got another job, even farther away from me. Oh, God, I swear, you were being so difficult. And worst of all, it's like, no matter what I did, that stupid woman, she just wouldn't leave you. I mean, I tried leaving panties in your bed, and what happened? She was dumb enough to think that they were just hers and, oh, I forgot about it. I mean, what? I tried sending her pictures of you fucking another woman and somehow she figured out that those were photoshopped. Like, I mean, how was she dumb enough to think that the panties were hers, but smart enough to remember you have a birthmark on your upper thigh? I mean, what? How was I even supposed to know that? It's not like you ever let me see you naked. Not until now, at least. You know, so much time passed, you know, I finally just said, fuck it. I'm tired of all this hard work bullshit, so what did I do? I did a switcheroo on your cocktail on that night we hung out. And now, here you are. You're here. I sent a simple goodbye message to your family, your job, and that woman. And that was that. poof, here we are. At that point, I knew all I had to do was use just a little bit more force, and sooner or later, you'd fall for me. And you'd see that we were meant for each other. But, boy, was I wrong! All that time and effort for nothing! How many times did you try to escape? It was the one time when you first got here, and then the second day, you tried to escape at least 4 times in the first week that you were here, and then, God, so many times, more times than I can count on my hand. Oh, well. Not like it got that far anyway. I could always find you no matter where you'd go. I tended to your every need, from your personal hygiene to your favorite foods, always keeping you company. But best of all, I satisfied this guy down here every single day. I drain your balls, fulfill your any desire, and show you I'd be the best lover you'd ever have. You resisted at first, of course. Kept begging me, oh no, please don't do it. Bringing up that woman. But eventually you stopped mentioning her. But, God, but the idea that you were thinking of her while we fucked, that really pissed me off. Which brings us to the good news. No, I'm not gonna fuck you. I haven't fucked you in what? 2 weeks now? Shh, don't worry. I'm not gonna hurt you. Just hold still for a second, okay? Just hold still. I'm doing a favor. Still. There you go. You're free to go. Yes, I'm serious. You can leave. Go on. Why? Does it matter? Just go. Because frankly, don't get all heartbroken when I say this, Kay, but I'm bored of you. Are you surprised? You have no appreciation for everything I do for you. And let's be real, I do all the work in this relationship, so go on, run off. Maybe you can go back and find that stupid woman. If she even remembers you, that is. Or maybe you'll go straight to the police. You can try, but I'll be long gone before lunchtime, believe me. That's right. You'll never see me again once you step out of that door. Unless, of course, you see me in your dreams. Just kidding, but seriously, get going. No, it's not a trick. I know, I've tricked you before, letting you believe you've escaped just to bring you back here, but that was in the past. That was just to really hammer the message home, you know? Also, it helped give you some exercise. You were starting to get a little soft on me. Look, okay, to be honest, I can find someone better. Someone more appreciative of a hot, caring lover like me. Do you have any idea how many men would trade places with you right now? You have a beautiful woman at your beck and call, and all you did was moan and groan all the time. And let's be real, I know I can find someone much better at fucking than you. Let's face it, every night I did all the work. I tried giving you opportunity after opportunity to be a giving lover, but in the end, I always did everything, sucking your dick, riding you nonstop, trying every position until I found your favorite. But it looks like you're just a selfish lover. But no matter, my true love is out there somewhere waiting for me, and he's not some worthless guy like you. Anyway. Why are you still here? Shoo, get on. What? You don't want to leave? Are you kidding me? Are you playing a joke on me now? Very funny. I don't have time for this. Look, I have somebody else I should be finding right now. Really? You want to stay? Dare I ask why? You have nowhere to go. Sure you do. I mean, it's none of my business, but you can go to your family. Even if they didn't put in much of an effort in looking for you. Or, you know, you could go back to that girlfriend of yours, although she probably moved on by now. But come on, I'm sure you can find a place to go. It just can't be here. What's that saying? I don't know where you're gonna go, but you gotta get out of here. What did you do wrong? I'm sorry, have I just been talking to a brick wall this whole time? Were you not listening? I mean, look at how much work I put up with just to take care of you. You can't be trusted on your own. And also, the sex just... it just isn't that great. It's not worth it. That's why I've stopped fucking you lately. Oh, you can do better. Is that right? Okay. I'm feeling generous now. I'll bite. How can you do better? If I let you, that is. You'll do anything for me. Suddenly you're acting like such a good boy. But you know, words alone won't satisfy me. You know, I did wake up feeling really horny. I was just gonna save it for whoever I found after you left, but... And I mean, let's face it, the next random guy would have been much better than you. What is Pooja? What is this behavior? Looks like you're pretty determined. Cutting me off like that to beg me? I'll let it slide this one time. Okay, I'll give you one more chance. But you really gotta show me what it is you can do. You want me to sit in my chair? Okay. All right, I'll indulge. All right. I'm sitting. Now what? Go on. Prove to me you're worth keeping. A striptease. I guess you remembered I did like a show. Being decorative was one of your better features. And there go the pants. I'm glad I let you escape to get that exercise. Nice you could keep that nice physique of yours. Running your hands across your body like that? What? Are you imagining they're my hands? All the times I'd hold you tight or dig my nails into you when I'd come. I'm getting a little excited remembering it myself. Looks like you're getting excited too. Yes, you can stroke yourself. You don't mind if I touch myself, do you? No, of course you don't. I don't even know why I asked you. This is all for my pleasure, after all. Yeah. Give me a good image of yourself like that. Oh, get fucking hard. Get fucking hard from me. Stroke yourself. Squeeze your cock tight. Picture how my tight pussy felt on your dick. Are you gonna miss it that much? It's molded to your shape, you know? And if you can't prove to me you're worth fucking anymore, then I'll just have to find someone else to mold that shape. What? Are you picturing that? Another man inside me? Fucking me harder than you ever could? What is that upsetting you? Are you gonna come? Gonna come to that image in your head? Go on. Come. Come while imagining me getting railed by someone else. Oh. Hey. Oh my God. You stained my clothes. Hey, this is one of my favorite skirts. No, I knew you were gonna come, but I just thought you were gonna come on yourself. Or on the floor or something, just not all over my clothes. Ugh, whatever. You'll do my laundry? That would be a nice trade. But that's only if I want to keep you around. You still haven't proven to me you're worth keeping, you know. Well, I'm waiting. How amusing. On your knees, okay. What, are you gonna start begging now? Oh, okay. Undressing me, that's very new. I always have to be the one to do the undressing. Yes, I'm wet, but that's mostly from me touching myself. Not like you put on much of a show. Okay, well, I'm naked. And my pussy is in front of you. What now? Oh! Wow. Kissing my thigh. You've never done that before. It's quite nice, actually. Kinda nice. Well, that's not enough to sway me, you know. You're gonna have to do a little more than that. Oh, fuck. Oh, your tongue in my pussy. Oh, now that's something I never thought you'd do. Fuck. Fuck, that feels good. Yeah, right there, right there. Right there, focus on my... Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you stop. Don't you stop. Don't stop. Stick your tongue in my pussy like that. Hold still. Eat that pussy. Hold still. Let me grip your hair like that then. Go deeper. Deeper. There you go. Keep going. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come right on your fucking face. I'm gonna come right on your face. No, I'm sure you can breathe. I'm just gonna wrap my legs around your head. You try to breathe. That was different. How's my cum taste? Yes, you did good, and you pleased me. Good boy. Hey, but don't go thinking that's enough for me. Yes, you may stand. Well, 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 look at that. Hard again already? I guess all my stamina training paid off for you. You really should be thanking me, you know. Well, what comes next? Oh my. What the? Hey, picking me up so suddenly. Don't surprise me like that. You know I hate surprises. No, it's okay. I just wasn't expecting it, that's all. You carrying me like this in your strong arms like a princess? It's kinda nice. So what now? You gonna drop me onto that mattress on the floor over there? The bedroom upstairs? Yeah, I mean, I did say I prefer something more romantic. You're just full of surprises, aren't you? Okay, go ahead. Carry me to the bedroom. Chop, chop. You know, you're surprising me right now. You're a lot stronger than I thought you'd be. I think all this time in the basement, we would have at least put some wear and tear on your bones. I mean, it's easy to forget when you don't display it like this all the time. Gotta be all that vitamin D I've been feeding you. Well, here we are, the master bedroom. What trick are you gonna pull out of your sleeve now? You're being so gentle, lowering me slowly. I honestly expected you to just throw me onto the bed. Not that I'm complaining, of course, no. So, wanna join me? Come on, hop on. Oh, you know, I never thought you'd just hold me tight like this. Come here. It's nice. It's a nice feeling, that look in your eyes. So intense. What are you planning? Jeez, gotta warn a girl, you know? Never mind, who cares? Just keep going. You're getting on top of me now. You know, I'm not used to seeing you from this angle. It's quite refreshing. And look at that. Your cock is so hard. Well, weren't you gonna prove your worth? What are you waiting for? Oh, fuck. Oh, you're sliding in so deep. You don't always hit that spot since I'm always on top. Just like that, fuck me deeper. Fuck you. Yeah, look into my eyes. Look into my eyes while you fuck me. Look at me. Tell me, is this what you wanted all along? To fuck me passionately like this? If you had just been a good boy, we would have fucked like this every single day, instead of me having to tie you up and do whatever I wanted. Oh, we could have made love like newlyweds, or fucked like animals. But instead, you had to defy me. Why should I keep such a bad boy? Prove to me you can be a good boy for me. Fuck me like you mean it, like you want. Hey, I just thought you were doing so good. You were doing so good for me. What's the hold up? You know, I don't like to be kept waiting. You want me to turn around on all fours? Okay, I'll bite. Okay, like this? Okay, you know, like I said before, you gotta give a girl a warning before you just... But I don't care, fuck, you're even deeper than before. I didn't even know you were capable of doggy. What is... this. it's so much easier now that you're not tied to the wall. Me having to back myself onto you. This is how it should have been the first time. This is how it should have always been. Go ahead. Speak my ass, please. Speak my ass like I speak to yours. Speak. Yes, fuck. Fuck, you know I love it rough like that. You know I love it rough. Keep calling. Grab onto my hips. Pull me into your cock. Fuck, just like that. Fuck, your hands gripping my hips like that. I can tell you really wanted to fuck me. Do you like my ass slapping against you like that? I knew you secretly loved me fucking you every night, even if you didn't want to admit it. Why couldn't you just be more honest with yourself? Why'd you have to be such a bad boy? Oh, look at that cock. I can feel you twitching inside me. What? You're gonna come? No, not yet. Back off. I said back off. You're not gonna come until I say so. Here, lie down for me. Time for my favorite position. This is your favorite too, right? Me on top of you. You looking up at me while I ride your dick. Well, I need you to tell me. Do you want me to put you back inside my tight pussy? Don't you want to come inside me? What's that? I can't hear you. Say it again. Maybe I don't quite believe you yet. What about that other woman? Do you still imagine her? Maybe you'd rather be fucking her instead. Maybe this whole time, you were just picturing her. Shaking your head doesn't mean anything to me. Spit it out. Do you prefer her over me? That's not good enough. Am I better than she is? Come on. Don't you want to be inside me? I'll feel your cock on my entrance. So wet. I could be you all the way right now. So tell me I'm better than her in every single way. Good boy, very well said. I am much better for you than she ever could have been. Here's your reward, honey. Do you love this? Me riding your dick just like I have every day. Say it. Oh, I knew you did. You just didn't want to admit it, You just needed a little time to be honest with me. Look at me in the eyes. Oh, I write you, tell me. Will you ever defy me again? No, good. Will you ever try to run away again? Good boy, not tell me. Do you love me? I love you too. I knew you'd love me back. I knew you'd love me. You see, this was all for the past, wasn't it? Oh, now you're all mine, and I'm yours, and we'll be together forever, and you'll be a good boy from now on. Oh, how's that sound? I can tell you love that idea. Fuck. I can feel you getting harder and go ahead. Are you ready to come? Yes, go ahead. Fill me up. Mark me. Make me yours. Dump your load inside me. Go on. Come for me.
Give it to me. Go for me. Fuck. Saved up a big, big load for me, didn't you? Oh, I had it oozing out of me. Oh, that was amazing. Maybe you are worth keeping after all. Maybe you can't even have your bedroom privileges back. Would you like that? Good. As much as I'd love to stay here and cuddle for a bit, I have some things I need to tend to. Well, I called some movers to get my stuff when I thought you were leaving, so I gotta go cancel on them. Can I trust you to be in this room alone? Good. I'll give you my trust then. You should feel honored. I'll be back in a jiffy, okay? As if I'd ever let you go, my darling sweetheart. I mean, they really believed I would ever let them leave me. They just needed a little push, a little extra push to open up those true feelings for me. Now they're finally, truly mine. And I'll never let anyone stand in the way of that. Not his family. Not his friends, and especially not that bitch. The sooner they stop looking for him, the better. Okay, back to my loving boyfriend. Or dare I say fiancé. I'm back, darling. Yeah, I called them and canceled. It's just us for today. Today marks the start of our new relationship. So, what would you like to do first, my love?